Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, 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 welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. This is a show that I had always planned on doing. And actually, the person who could be thanked for being the straw that broke the camel's back, so to speak, is a young lady named Debbie. I don't know who she is, but she's the most recent email I received from posts that I posted back in 2006-2007 on a women's forum dedicated to helping women with menopause called Power Surge. It's power-surge.com. I actually believe that this website is now owned either by AOL or WebMD or somebody like that. It's such a popular website for women. And over the years, I have received emails from women and men because of the things I posted on that forum asking me for help, and I've tried to reply to most of them. It becomes tedious because there's a lot that has to be talked about in order to reply to them. So I decided I'm going to do a show, and while this show may not appeal to a lot of you out there, I can promise you that if you remember this show, you're going to come across somebody in your life that's going to want this information, especially a woman. 99% of the time, they are women. Occasionally, they are men. We'll be talking about what happened to me in 2006 that led me to do this show today. Before we get started, I have to make a couple announcements. First of all, the wonderful people at Quest Protein Bar, the single best protein bar in the world, and I don't say that because they're sponsors. I eat them daily. I love them. They are made with real whey protein isolate, not cheap protein. And they usually have anywhere from 17 to 20 grams of fiber per bar, which is magnificent. Healthy bars, no artificial stuff at all. They are letting us know they have a brand new prototype flavor in the natural line, which has no sucralose in it, called strawberry cheesecake. And a lot of people always want to get the prototype bars. They sell out so quickly that no one can buy them. I can't even get my hands on them. And I feel like I'm pretty close to the company. So what the folks, Ron and Tom and the rest of them over at Quest have agreed to do in an effort to spread the love, anytime you purchase a box or more of any of the existing available Quest protein bars, they will give you one of the prototype bars to try so you can check out the flavors. And they have some fantastic flavors. The lemon cream pie is amazing. I don't know what they know about creating great flavors over at Quest. I jokingly said to Ron Kane that I think that they've sold their soul to the flavor gods, because every flavor that comes out of there is so spot on, does not taste artificial. You can eat three or four of them back to back, and they never leave a foul taste in your mouth. So the new one is strawberry cheesecake. Go to Quest Protein Bar by going to superhumanradio.com. And click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to get to their website. If you've never tried a Quest Protein Bar before, you can get two free bars. You don't have to pay for shipping or anything. Just by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Try them for yourselves. I promise you, you will thank me. You will never eat another protein bar for the rest of your life. Okay, second thing I have to mention. Thursday the 27th at midnight, the Age Force offer to get a free month supply of the growth hormone patch, the power patch, which has real 25 milligrams of real growth hormone per patch, runs out. If you are interested in taking advantage of this patch, you must go to superhumanradio.com, click the Age Force banner ad, use the coupon code SHRPPFREE for Superhuman Radio Power Patch Free. And you'll get a free month supply of their top-selling, most expensive transdermal patch around, the one that delivers growth hormone right into the skin. This is not a secretagogue. This is real somatropin in a patch form. So check that out. This offer expires at midnight the 27th, Thursday, so don't wait too long. Okay. Back in 2006, I was back in 2005, I was experimenting with very, very high doses of a transdermally blended aromatase inhibitor. The word experimenting is used by anybody who does something stupid and thinks that they know something more about the body than nature and gets themselves in trouble, and then they say, well, I was experimenting. No, the truth was I was being reckless. I was using a very powerful aromatase inhibitor called androstenedione, which was available over-the-counter at that point in time before government bans took place. I was blending it into a very, very advanced transdermal delivery product, FloGel Ultra, plus some additional penetrating enhancers, so that I was getting an estimated 30 to 40% of the androstenedione into the body, into the bloodstream. And I was using very, very high doses, and it was working. My testosterone levels were raging. I would get blood work done, and it looked like I was using frank doses of testosterone, but I wasn't. But what happened was, over that period of time of excessive use, I did this for, I estimated, 4, 8, 12, 16, almost 4 months. And after talking with so many people in hindsight, and I'm going to describe the symptoms I developed, but in hindsight, what I basically did was tantamount to what is done to men when they undergo a procedure to aid in prostate cancer called androgen deprivation therapy. And this therapy is designed to exhaust the pituitary from producing luteinizing hormone so that men's testosterone levels drop to that of a 16-year-old girl. And it's thought that in androgen deprivation therapy that this will help the cancer go away. We know that it's wrong. It's not the right thing to do. But this is what I did to myself. By taking this aggressive approach with aromatase inhibition, my body was producing excessive amounts of testosterone until my pituitary just said, that's it, I'm done. And my testosterone levels plummeted, as did my estrogen levels. Remember, I'm using an aromatase inhibitor, which is designed to reduce estrogen. So I remember the earliest symptoms. I woke up one morning, my body was vibrating. It felt like someone had taken a vibrator and stuck it into the center of my body, and my body was vibrating from the core out. Upon awakening that first morning that I noticed these symptoms, my body was vibrating, and I thought to myself, oh man, something is really, really wrong now. I immediately ceased using the aromatase inhibitor that day. I was supposed to put my aromatase inhibitor on that morning, and I didn't do it. I knew something was wrong. This was the only thing I was using at that time. And I thought, okay, let's see if it goes away. Day two, day three, day four, this vibrating feeling did not go away. Now, anyone who's ever experienced this, they call it subjective tremor. The reason they call it subjective tremor is because you can feel it, but it is not visible to anyone observing you. So if you walk into a doctor's office and you say, doc, my whole body is vibrating, he looks at you like you're crazy because he touches your hand, he touches your wrist, he feels your muscles. He says, I can't feel anything. I don't feel any tremor. I don't feel any vibrating. So this is called subjective tremor because the only person who knows that it's happening is you. And of course, doctors look at you like you're crazy. And this is really when I became sympathetic to women. I have to tell you something. When these symptoms first started, it started with subjective tremor. And then actual tremor started to occur as well. When I would drink a cup of coffee, my hand would shake as I'd get close to my lips. Any of the small motor angles would shake. If I smiled, I could feel the muscles in my face undulating and vibrating. I would wake up every morning and assess how bad the tremor was by folding my hands and across my chest, grabbing my triceps with each hand. So I'm folding my hands across and squeezing down hard and I could feel my body vibrating. It was a very, very scary time for me. In fact, I talked about this one day on a show. I didn't get this elaborate with it, but I had just been doing Superhuman Radio for less than a year. And I remember what a fraud I felt like coming into the studio and talking about anti-aging and health and fitness. And I had destroyed my body. I felt like, oh my God, I've done something terrible. I remember thinking to myself, I gave myself Parkinson's disease. So the subjective tremor were the earliest symptoms that showed up. What followed was a storm of symptoms that sent me to my doctor numerous times and a lot of other crazy things that I did trying to find out what was wrong with me. Interestingly enough, one of those symptoms was insomnia, and I'll talk about all the symptoms in a minute. But one of those symptoms was insomnia. I would wake up, I would fall asleep, but I'd wake up within an hour or so. My home would be quiet because the children were asleep. I would end up getting out of bed with a panicked feeling. And what would I do? I'd get on the internet. I'd start searching. I'd start putting all my symptoms in to Google. And lo and behold, every time I did this, I ended up at a woman's forum. And the posts that my symptoms appeared in were always posted by women who were going through menopause. And I thought, what in the hell? Now, immediately I knew what I was doing because I had suppressed my estrogen levels for so long. I had shut down my testosterone levels. And when you do this to these two sex hormones, everything else goes awry, including your thyroid and other important hormones, including insulin. And I realized that I had a clearer view of what I did to myself than some of these women did because I actually did it to myself. It didn't just happen. It didn't just gradually creep up on me like it does for many women. But what I can say is this. I had a newfound appreciation for menopause. Some women go through menopause. It's like blink, blink, and it's over. They feel nothing. But the other end of the spectrum are the women who go through menopause and their lives are derailed. And I use that word derailed specifically. They cannot function any longer because these symptoms are so confounding and so bothersome that they're worried that they're dying. They're worried that something is seriously wrong with them. When they go to their doctors, just like when I went to my doctor, he gave me a benzodiazepine for anxiety. He also wanted to put me on gabapentin because he said, well, if you have tremor, even though I can't see it, gabapentin works, which is a very dangerous drug, by the way. I didn't take it. Doctors look at you like you're crazy. It's in your head. Because if they can't feel it with their hands, it must be in your head. And this is the way women are treated constantly when they go through menopause. They want to put them on antidepressants, which is another thing that he offered me, anxiolytics, drug them up, because this is clearly in their head and it's nothing we can treat. Well, they're wrong. Doctors are clearly wrong. And I had to find out what was wrong with me in order to reverse it. And I did reverse it. And I always get emails from people who come across these posts on the Power Surge forum, like Debbie's most recently. I'm interested to know if Carl from the Power Surge message boards has any further information regarding the inner tremor. Any added help will be appreciated. I've received some heartbreaking emails from women who think they're going crazy because of these subjective tremors. And they're being told they're going crazy, basically, by their doctor's attitudes in dealing with them. Well, we're going to get to the bottom of it today. Again, this show may not appeal to a lot of you, but if you're listening to this show right now because you are one of the people who suffers from this subjective tremor, I'm going to give you some insights that I hope will help you overcome them in a short period of time. All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
How to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today. Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
In today's world, what would you give to have that ultimate edge, to always function at the highest possible level? That's exactly what the Da Vinci from UltraHuman gives you. Just one tablet a day increases focus, lowers anxiety, enhances social fluency, and improves your mood and drive. It's 8 hours strong with no crash. A sharp mind is priceless, and the Da Vinci even comes with a money-back guarantee. Find out more at theultrahuman.net. Make your brain 25 again with the Da Vinci from theultrahuman.net. Use discount code SHR10 for 10% off and free shipping.
Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today.
There is no other olive oil like Papa Vint's extra virgin olive. Not just because of the care and quality that goes into producing it, but also because the unique Nocciolata di Belice olive that grows in Sicily is like no other olive in the world. Its spicy yet buttery flavor improves any food it comes in contact with. Higher in antioxidants, Papa Vint's is raw, unfiltered, and cloudy, and comes from a single orchard owned and operated by the same family for over 100 years. It's the only olive oil Elisa and I will ever use. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Papa Vince banner ad and use code SHR45 and get 2 bottles of Papa Vince for $45 while supplies last. Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Jumping higher, left and more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. As I bare my soul, I have to tell you, I started reading some of these posts on Power Surge, and it brought me back how desperate I was at that point in time. I was desperate. I use that word specifically. Some of the symptoms that I suffered that anyone who is going through this will recognize right away. The subjective tremor, which occurs throughout the whole body. You feel like your body is vibrating. Sometimes will transmute into a buzzing feeling in the hands and feet and legs where it just comes and goes. It's like bzz, bzz, and it's continuous. Bzz, bzz, and it goes on all day and night, constantly. Those of you who know about restless leg syndrome and how it manifests itself know where that one's coming from. And that has a lot to do with insulin resistance. Vision changes. I mean, my vision got so poor. In fact, there was a day that I was looking at a projector. I was at work at the time in Connecticut. The company I worked for was based in Connecticut. I remember watching this projector in a dark room while they were doing some slides about products. And it almost looked like it pixelated, like a mosaic. And I kept rubbing my eyes and blinking, and it wouldn't go away. And I thought, what in the hell is going on? And vision changes, visual effects at night. I would wake up in the middle of the night and I would see flashes in my eyes like there were fireworks going off. It would wake me up. I would like come out of sleep and go, what? And with my eyes closed and I could see these flashes, it would wake me up and I'd have to get out of bed. Then after that, I was like freaking out. The ringing in the ears started back then. Low body temperature. I mean, freezing. I remember one night I went to the hospital. This is documentable. I drove myself to the emergency room after being up for about 2 hours. The children were asleep. I got in the car. Obviously, my ex-wife was there. I didn't leave the kids alone. I got in the car. I drove myself to Baptist East Hospital and went to the emergency room and said I was shivering. They took me into the emergency room, and my body temperature was 95.5. And they immediately admitted me and monitored me until my body temperature came back up. It took about 3 hours for it to come back up. And the female doctor who came in was asking me, and I was trying to explain to her what happened to me about the estrogen, and she just didn't get it at all. In fact, she looked at the size of me, and it was obvious at that time I was powerlifting. I was about 275 pounds. And she put down that I was using anabolic steroids. There was no, the word never came out of my mouth. It didn't come out of my mouth. She just, I called her the next day, and I was irate with her on the phone. I said, that's a horrible thing to assume. This has nothing to do with drugs. I told you I was using an aromatase inhibitor. Anyway, the insomnia and low body temperature were just terrible. This would come and go. I would shiver. I'd have to turn the thermostat up when I was traveling on business. I'd turn the thermostat up in my hotel room as high as it would go and cover myself with all the blankets, even get the blanket out of the closet that nobody uses, because I would lay there shivering at night. Clearly, my thyroid was not functioning properly. The anxiety was terrible. I remember pulling up to a client's a meeting that I had flown into Boston for and pulled into the parking lot, and all of a sudden, an anxiety attack occurred, and I was afraid to go up into this guy's office and present my products. I had done this for years. This is old hat to me. But I had an anxiety attack. I remember I was actually toying with the idea of calling him from his parking lot and saying, hey, I'm caught in traffic across town. Can we reschedule? But I couldn't. I had a family to feed. I ended up having to go into that office and sit down. He said to me, you're awfully pale. And I started laughing, and the anxiety attack went away. So the anxiety was another thing. Brain fog in the morning. You wake up in the morning, you feel like your head is full of cotton. You just can't even think. You can't focus. It's terrible. These are symptoms that women who are going through bad bouts of menopause experience day in and day out, sometimes for years, especially if they get hooked up with an idiot doctor who wants to put them on, benzodiazepines, Xanax or something, and an antidepressant and other crap that doesn't answer the question. And what is the question? What is happening to your body when this occurs? Well, I'm going to tell you what it is. And I am not a doctor. But I have lived through it, and I have spoken to enough intelligent people, including Dr. Mauro DiPasquale, who was a real crutch for me back then, and I would bounce ideas off of him, and he would let me know if they were plausible, far-fetched, right on, or whatever. But this is actually a perfect storm that occurs to women who suffer from this. There is a drop in hormones that allow the regulation of glucose in the body simultaneously with a drop in hormones, namely thyroid hormone, that enhances the ability for insulin to do its job. And what happens is, even though your blood sugar levels may be normal, between 70 and 80 nanograms a liter, you're still suffering from extreme bouts of hypoglycemia because the blood sugar cannot get into the cells properly. And I'm absolutely positive that this is what's happening, okay? I was in Connecticut on business that time that I told you I was sitting in the office in the room watching the slide projector and thought that somebody pixelated the whole room on me. I had to go out to dinner with the office. I remember eating, and I was onto it already. I understood what was going on. I knew that this was about sugar management. I started eating much more ketogenic. I avoided, I eliminated potatoes, which I was eating a lot of potatoes, a lot of rice. I was eating about 5,000 calories a day. I was following the power eating protocol, set up by Dr. Susan Kleiner, which is about 60% of your diet comes from starchy carbs and 40% from proteins. Well, actually, it's like 50, 10, and 40. I cut all of the starchy carbs out. And I already started to see some changes in my body, but it got worse before it got better. So that's the thing you need to understand first of all. Point one, when you start eating properly, the symptoms will get worse before they get better because it takes time for the insulin resistance to reset and sugar to be able to get into the blood, into the cells properly and into the nervous system, into the brain and every place else. But I went out to dinner that night and I ate ketogenic and then dessert came around. And keep in mind, I had these tremors, this buzzing is going on my body while I'm sitting there trying to act like, you know, company, profile guy and, you know, not acting like there's anything wrong with me. And I had 2 cups of chocolate mousse. And within about 10 minutes of eating the chocolate mousse, the tremor went away. It was almost like the storm just subsided. And I remember sitting there thinking, what just happened? I went back to my room. The tremor was gone for about an hour or so. And then it came back with a vengeance. And I realized what happened. I loaded my body up with so much sugar that I was able to compensate for the insulin resistance. But my body responded by pumping out gobs of insulin, which pushed me back into a hypoglycemic episode, even worse. And my body temperature dropped. That was the night I laid in Connecticut, covered up with every blanket. I covered myself with the pillows. Instead of having the pillows on the bed, I was laying them on the top of my body for additional warmth. And I was laying there. And that's when I realized this whole problem is because of insulin resistance. That's what it is. Okay, we have to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I'm going to tell you what I did to correct the problem. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
Previously on Superhuman Radio.
The American government loves Monsanto because if Monsanto's successful, then we will control the world because we'll have control of the food.
Listen to Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore, weekdays at noon.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise With Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoKana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the KetoKana banner ad today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today. 4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. You know, I remember this time very well now that I'm thinking about it, doing this show. I remember my doctor telling me that I had done some sort of neuronal damage that I may have actually brought on dopamine neuronal damage that would lead eventually to Parkinson's disease. I remember he scared the crap out of me. He was so wrong. So wrong. And anybody out there listening to this show because you found it, trying to find answers for the problems that you're living with, I want to assure you, first of all, aside from the issues related to, and you have to understand something. This is reversible. There's no doubt about it. Okay. Number one. However, you also must understand that women develop Parkinson's disease and multiple sclerosis at a much lower rate than men do up until the time that women go through menopause. So clearly, while these symptoms are just these symptoms at this point in time, allowing your body to continue to be assaulted, can eventually lead to some plaguing problems. What did I do to change the outcome? Well, the first thing that I did was I got my hormones tested yet again. And in the year of, in October of 2007, I decided to go on hormone replacement therapy. I waited long enough. My testosterone levels did not come back up where they belonged. My thyroid was not functioning properly. And I was clearly insulin resistant. And on top of that, insulin was pumping wildly. In other words, if I had a high carbohydrate meal late in the day, I would always have hypoglycemic episodes within 3 or 4 hours. The insulin would surge and drive my blood sugar down so far. I used to call it the boomerang effect. What I had to do was I had to eliminate all starchy carbs, all sugars for sure. I had to eliminate caffeine as well because caffeine affects insulin response. Caffeine increases the blood sugar levels without food in the diet, without food at all, because it liberates glycogen from the liver because it stimulates the adrenal glands to produce cortisol. So you have to stop doing things that have an effect on insulin response. That is sugars, starches, caffeine, high sodium. You got to get away from high sodium entirely. You have to allow the pancreas and the mechanisms that regulate how the pancreas responds to blood sugar to get reset. And this takes weeks. And the way to do it is to try very desperately. And I say try because some women will experience the symptoms even worse as they start this. But you must move to a ketogenic diet, a more paleolithic style of eating. You must abandon bread and cereal. You must abandon pasta. You must even abandon beans. You must abandon soy. You must abandon corn, absolutely. You have to abandon these things that convert readily and rapidly to blood sugar. You must focus on animal proteins, healthy fats, and vegetables. And you must eat every 3 hours like clockwork, because while your body is trying to regain its homeostasis, it's going to have a very, very difficult time managing blood sugar, which is going to cause these problems to become greater. When you start feeling anxiety, it's because your blood sugar is dropping. When the tremors start becoming worse, it's because your blood sugar is dropping. So eating every 3 hours, every 2.5 hours, a small, high-protein, high-fat, virtually no or low-carbohydrate meal will allow you to start to reset the insulin sensitivity of your body. It can take anywhere from weeks to months for you to start to see the tremors subsiding. But you will, if you stick to this program, you will start to see the tremors subsiding. I used to use a gauge, like I said at the beginning of the show. I would cross my arms in front of me, and I would grab each arm with the opposing hand and squeeze against my chest, and I can feel the tremor. And I used to do that every morning, and I used to write in a diary 1 to 10. If the tremor was just wildly strong, it was a 10, and if it was virtually non-existent, it was a 2 or a 1. And I would start to gauge how the tremor was affected by the things that I ate. The second thing that you must do, is you must start to exercise. And whatever that means to you, if it's just walking in the morning and in the afternoon and the evening, but you must start to exercise. If you're going to just do lightweight stuff like walking, then you should walk a few times a day. And if you can, walk on an empty stomach, okay? If you have a greater degree of strength and you feel like you can get to the gym and do some machine weights, resistance training on machines with light weight, then do that. Nothing has a more profound effect on resetting insulin sensitivity than exercise. So do not abandon exercise because you don't feel good, you don't feel strong, because anytime when I felt sick, I always felt better right after I exercised, and I think to myself, I just need to get into the gym more often, and that's it. Avoid sodium, avoid caffeine while you're doing this. The other thing that you must do is you must address these hormone imbalances. For men, it's easy. Testosterone seems to be the thing that really straightens us out if a man is suffering from this problem. Women, it's a little bit more sophisticated because you have interplays between estradiol and progesterone and testosterone. So I would suggest that you find yourself a good doctor, a knowledgeable doctor, who is not going to put you on oral hormones that damage your liver, which is the go-to for the medical orthodoxy, but that's going to put you on some bioidentical hormones that are not going to damage the liver, that are not going to increase the thrombotic index and cause clotting, because that's what the Premarin and Prempro do. They increase clotting. They increase the risks of certain types of cancers, because it's not because of the hormone. You've had those hormones in your body your whole life. If you're going to develop cancers and heart disease from estrogen, testosterone, and progesterone, you would develop them when you're in your 20s, when your hormone levels are the highest. It's the delivery method that is dangerous, And that is the methylation of these hormones so that these pharmaceutical companies can use less of it to get more of it into your bloodstream. You want bioidentical hormones from a doctor who understands how to administer bioidenticals and understands the relationship between the three types of estrogen, progesterone, and testosterone to get your hormone levels straightened out. Because when you get your sex steroid levels straightened out, your thyroid will start functioning properly again. You don't necessarily need thyroid hormone, but in the worst cases, in an effort to rescue somebody, if this has been going on too long, then your doctor should also look at administering a natural thyroid hormone like Armour thyroid, which has both T4 and T3 in them. When the thyroid rights itself, you will become less intolerant of carbohydrates. When the thyroid is not functioning properly, you will be much more intolerant of carbohydrates. And what I mean by that is, if you break down one day and you have a dish of pasta or a couple slices of bread or even something sugary, you'll notice that within an hour or two of having that meal, your symptoms will get much, much worse. This is what I mean by intolerance to carbohydrates. Those symptoms will start to subside when your thyroid is functioning properly. Now, you can get your thyroid functioning properly by supplementing with some iodine, have a Brazil nut or two every day for its selenium content, and L-tyrosine, an amino acid, that the three of those things together will, number one, allow the thyroid to function properly, and number two, enhance the selenoenzyme cascade that causes the conversion of T4 to T3. However, understand this, without the presence of adequate estrogen levels, your thyroid will never function properly because it's estradiol that causes the bonding of iodine to the thyroid receptors. Without adequate estrogen, the thyroid can never function properly. I'm going to assume that the people who are suffering from essential tremor, subjective tremor, as they go through menopause, are not very, very, very cushiony. They're not carrying a lot of adipose tissue. If you're listening to this show, assess yourself. Do you consider yourself lean as women your age go? I'm willing to bet you are. Because women who have a lot more fat on their body, they produce more estrogen in the fat cells. So it's almost like they have their own hormone replacement therapy going on from the estrogen. Now, this is not a good thing because they also produce more of the damaging, dangerous estrogen levels that are more related to breast cancers and cervical cancers and ovarian cancer as well. So I'm not suggesting that you should just fatten yourself up and this will go away. But what I am saying is a good test of this is do you find yourself that you are leaner than a lot of the women you know? And maybe you've been exercising your whole life and hit the wall and you are suffering from these symptoms. Quite often the estrogen, progesterone, testosterone axis must be corrected before the thyroid starts functioning properly. So I would tell you, do not be afraid of bioidentical hormones, even if it's just to rescue yourself from this condition for a year or two, and then you can stop if you want to. But you have to think about your hormone levels because that is part of the problem here. That is what precipitated this. As you were becoming perimenopausal, these symptoms started. You just didn't feel them yet. Okay? We're going to take our last commercial break, and I will discuss how long it took me and how I feel today. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
He's asking the right questions at the right time.
I don't care what side of this you're standing on, that GMO is good for us, GMO is bad for us. The truth of the matter is nobody knows the answer. Is it fair to subject this world to this experiment, which may have undeniable, unknown consequences that will be irreversible?
You're listening to Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
Discover the faster way of getting real results with BodybuildingSupplements.com. BodybuildingSupplements.com has powerful, proven solutions like patent technology, Crealkaline Supreme, Mass Pro Synthogen, and Adaptogen N.
RVD here. I love Adaptogen N. Give it a try. You'll see.
My Adaptogen in at bodybuildingsupplements.com. See remarkable results in 21 days or your money back. Bodybuildingsupplements.com. Since 1993, the trusted source for real results.
Use promo code SUPERHUMAN and get an extra 15% off your Adaptogen in today at bodybuildingsupplements.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
In today's world, what would you give to have that ultimate edge, to always function at the highest possible level? That's exactly what the Da Vinci from UltraHuman gives you. Just one tablet a day increases focus, lowers anxiety, enhances social fluency, and improves your mood and drive. It's 8 hours strong with no crash. A sharp mind is priceless, and the Da Vinci even comes with a money-back guarantee. Find out more at theultrahuman.net. Make your brain 25 again with the Da Vinci from theultrahuman.net. Use discount code SHR10 for 10% off and free shipping.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. This was a really painful time for me in my life when I was sick. Again, I had started doing this show. I felt like a fraud. I remember coming into the studio and my producer at Clear Channel, Kevin O'Neill. There were times where I actually thought I wasn't going to be able to do my show. I would have panic attacks. The tremor was, you can't think of anything else. When your body is vibrating from the inside out, you can't think of anything else. You can't watch television and take your mind off of it. It is all consuming. And you go to doctors and you say, what's wrong with me? And they go, oh, it's in your head. You know, this is anxiety. It's not anxiety. It's not. And you're not crazy. Your doctor's a fool. Okay? This is a form of insulin resistance that is acquired. I used to call it subjective insulin. It'll come back to me. But I had a name for it that I came up with at that point in time when I was doing all my research. But this is a type of insulin resistance that doesn't show itself well because your blood sugar levels look normal. The mechanism that modulates blood sugar works. The problem is it's not getting into the cells. If you were diabetic, your blood sugar levels would be higher and you'd feel better. So that's actually a blessing in disguise, believe it or not. But it's what's precipitating the problems. You're not crazy. It will go away. But you have to follow these directions. And I say this because this is what cured me. I do not have those problems any longer. It took almost a year for me to get better. From 2006 to 2007. And really, I was getting better and getting better. And then when I went on hormone replacement therapy, it all got right for me in about 3 or 4 months after that. What you're dealing with is a very, very unique type of insulin resistance that does not respond. The body does not respond by increasing blood sugar levels. The blood sugar levels stay where they belong. And so the cells are starving. The brain is not getting enough sugar, glucose. The nervous system's not getting enough glucose. The body is not getting enough glucose. And so that's why you have these symptoms. What you have to do is you have to do all the same things that a diabetic person has to do in order to reverse type 2 diabetes. And that is you have to consider yourself carbohydrate intolerant. Just like somebody who's lactose intolerant can't drink milk. You are carbohydrate intolerant. You must acquire all of your carbohydrates from good, healthy, organic, and I say organic vegetables because you're going to eat a lot of vegetables. You don't want the pesticides on top of it. Your body is already in a weakened position. You don't want toxicities coming to hamper you now on top of it. Lots of organic vegetables. Don't be afraid of animal protein. It's a lie. For thousands of years, we've survived without disease eating animal protein. It's just the CAFO-raised animals, the factory farm-raised animals you don't want. You want to find a farmer in your area. Or if you have no other choice, go to Whole Foods and buy grass-fed beef, free-range chicken, animals that were raised naturally on natural diets. That's where your animal protein should be coming from. Salmon, healthy wild-caught salmon and wild-caught fishes. That should be the cornerstone of your diet. Find a website on Paleolithic Nutrition. Go to Dr. Lauren Cordain's website. What is the name of his book? The paleodiet.com. Or just Google Dr. Lauren Cordain and you'll find his website, The Paleo Diet. He has lots of useful information there, menus there. You can learn how to eat paleo real quick by going there. But what you want to do is make your diet predominantly animal proteins and healthy fats. Like avocados are great because they have magnesium in them. They have potassium in them. You need these things as well. Stay away from peanuts. But other nuts are good, cashews, walnuts, almonds, and so on. Stay away from peanuts. They're high in lectins. They're pro-inflammatory. You should not be eating peanuts no matter what's going on in your life. But you should absolutely start eating Paleolithic, avoiding caffeine, monitor your sodium intake, not because of sodium's ability to raise blood pressure, which is really highly doubtful. Just look at any athlete who's taking in 4,000, 5,000, 6,000 milligrams of sodium a day, sweating it out, and doesn't have high blood pressure. But because sodium can spike insulin, high sodium leads to high insulin. On top of that, it also increases the response of the adrenal glands to pump out angiotensin-converting enzyme, which then constricts blood vessels and causes the flushing feeling in your hands that you may experience from time to time, where your hands will actually get blotchy and feel a little numb. And if you go to your doctor, he'll say, oh, that's diabetic neuropathy. It's not diabetic neuropathy. Okay? It's an overabundance of angiotensin-converting enzymes shutting the blood vessels off in the hands, and your hands get that waterlogged feeling like you've been in a bathtub for too long. So start eating more paleo. Start exercising. Push yourself to exercise. Get up and walk. Walk 2 or 3 times a day. Get to the gym. Hire a personal trainer. Start out light. Do what you can, but start exercising. These things. Now, last and foremost, and really I saved it for last on purpose, you must get your sleep in line. If you cannot get your sleep in line, if you do not sleep 8 hours a day, then you must do whatever you can do, short of taking benzodiazepines. Do not turn to Valium to sleep because it's not healthy sleep. You will close your eyes for 8 hours, but it's not healthy sleep, okay? You want to go through all of the cycles of sleep so all of the hormones in your body are being produced properly, because at night is when all that magic happens, including insulin. Melatonin is your friend. Start out taking 1.5 milligrams, work your way into 3 milligrams, work your way into 4.5 milligrams, work your way into 6. Take the melatonin that you need to get to sleep. Experiment with both normal release melatonin or a melatonin patch like the one offered by AgeForce, a sponsor of the show, or even a time release melatonin. But you must get your sleep in line. You must turn the lights off in your room at night. Do not be one of these people who sleeps with the TV on or the lights on. You must be in a dark room. Move the alarm clock away from your head. There should be nothing radiating energy in your bedroom at night. Cell phones must be off. Cordless telephones, unplug them. I know you think that I sound like a loon, but I'm telling you, if you want to get better fast, you must take these steps. You do not sleep well when your body is being bathed in a soup of radio frequencies. Radio frequencies have been shown to be excitatory to the brain and inhibit the normal oscillation of sleep and the deepest levels of sleep. So make sure you don't have anything radiating into your head. Your alarm clock should not be next to your bed. Your cell phone absolutely should be off, and your cordless telephone and router should be unplugged at night. You don't need them at night. No one is calling you in the middle of the night anyway. You must get good sleep. If you sleep with someone else and they snore and they keep you awake, you should sleep in a different room until you get better. Or invest in a pair of earplugs and even those little eye covers if that person likes to come to bed and read at night. You must get good sleep. If you do not get good sleep, then all of the other things we just talked about will take longer to affect, because sleep is probably the most confounding portion of all of this. And those of you who are suffering from it know it. You don't sleep good. You wake up in the morning exhausted. You have brain fog. You would just do anything for a good night's sleep. You probably have said that to yourself. Well, if you're willing to do anything for a good night's sleep, follow what I'm saying. Start using melatonin. Don't use Lunestra. Don't use pharmaceutical drugs to sleep. You don't sleep well. Don't use antihistamines to sleep. You don't sleep well, you will not get better. Melatonin is what the body produces to sleep. Take a little magnesium before bed with your melatonin and find a dose of melatonin, or find a patch, melatonin patch like AgeForce offers here, and get a good night's sleep. It'll take a week or two of getting good sleep to truly start to have profound effects on these symptoms. Okay. I've tried my best to answer all the questions in a one-hour show. I hope I've done a good job. If you've come to this show specifically, you've never listened to my show before, but you found it because these symptoms are plaguing you, I tell you unabashedly that you're not crazy and this can go away. How long it takes to go away, months or years, depends on your dedication to doing the right things, sticking to the program, and making it go away. Do not turn to pharmaceutical drugs to mask the symptoms, because you will just be, you're just going to be sedated. That's it. That's all they're going to do to you. The doctor's just going to put you on an antidepressant, an anxiolytic, and you're just going to be numb. But you're still going to have all these problems. And I would suggest to you that you start listening to this show periodically, because the show is based in the tenets of exercise and proper nutrition, first and foremost, which will keep you from ever having these symptoms again once you get some of these other things in line. That's all I have to say right now. I hope that you've gotten something out of it. Again, if you've never suffered from these symptoms, then you have no idea what it's like when women go through menopause. I have always said if men went through menopause, they would have found cures for it a long time ago. And now that there's more female doctors out there, I'm hoping that they're taking these symptoms more seriously and not ignoring women and saying, oh, it's in your head. You just have to learn to live with it. Your mother did. Your mother made it through. You'll make it through. All that stuff is nonsense. You know what? Trust me. If a doctor had to stop working because of these symptoms, he or she would want a remedy for it right away. And they wouldn't settle for some pharmaceutical drugs that just mask it. Thanks for listening to Superhuman Radio. We have a great show planned for you tomorrow. And don't forget Casual Friday. We've got a great Halloween version of Casual Friday. Elisa is already working on. And we'll see you then.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.